handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price of Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is, we're going to go with the calendar on the computer here because that's the most accurate in the whole wide world. It's April 10th. It's a Wednesday, 2024. Well, that's how you do it. That's how you start out with a lie and you just continue that lie on and on and on. It doesn't really matter. I was watching, by the way, Flynn didn't show today, so we're moving on from that. And that's on him, not on me. I don't know what his deal is, but you don't make appointments and then not keep them. So that's what we're going with. Anyway, so continuing on, as I went through and I was looking through the different things of the day, we did have the Japanese Prime Minister in Washington today, and I watched the pomp and circumstance of things. And I'm going to tell you what, guys, I have seen a lot of other, what do you call it? I've seen a lot of other countries. Good to see you, Edward. Thank you so much for being here. I've seen a lot of other countries doing a lot of crazy things in what they say is like their actual like ceremonial process to show off different things. No hump day, no hump Wednesday greetings. Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't read your message accurately there, sir. My apologies, of course. Anyway, so as I was watching this, watching all these, I've watched other countries like intro, outro, whatever you, the when they get up there and they do all the marching around and stuff like that. And I've watched a lot of these other countries, which is actually very amazing. I thought you were going to call it BS. I thought you were going to call it BS. I don't know what, John, you gotta complete sentences, buddy. Complete sentences. I can't read your mind today. So I'm watching these other countries, and they do some weird crap with marching and stomping and flailing of arms and all this other stuff. And because I was in the ROTC, I was in Marine ROTC in high school, my freshman, sophomore year, I was in the Marine ROTC. I was second in the nation for pull-ups 2 years in a row. I took, I think it was either second, first or second in the run. We had a distance run we had to do. Anyway, so there was a lot of marching. And so I got, Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So to me, you know, as we went up through the ranks of things, I would get to march us, right? So I would be the person making the calls, and I got used to doing that, and others did as well. And this was kind of what you did. You learned how to march the group. So you know, you're talking about right flank march, and or you're talking about you know, to the rear march. These are all rhythmic calls that are called on certain foot to make sure that the pivot points are accurate and everybody does the same thing. You know, forward march. And so I learned all these things, the distance of feet, your foot's supposed to travel, in each step, which is a very standardized, step that is, it keeps everybody in unison. So everybody is, when they're walking and their cadence is going, the whole group is moving. And so you don't notice the group moving because everybody is stepping the same. You don't notice the lunging or the undulation of the bodies. And so you learn these little patterns, the little things you go through, and you kind of get it. You know, you're like, oh, I get it. I see it. And as you walk through these different things and you get to learn things, you get a certain style to things, right? And you see what the efficiency by design, a lot of our marching was about and different things like that. So why we march, keep everybody going in the same direction, get to a place, that kind of stuff. And that's actually very helpful, right? So then I went into the Air Force, F-16 crew chief. Edward says, movie Stripes, Razzle Dazzle. Yeah, there you go. And then there was a lot of those movies like that I always got nostalgic about. Full Metal Jacket, the first half of the movie is a movie. they could literally have expanded that process, and when the guy killed himself at the end, it could have been the end of the movie. But there was a lot of things in there that I understood, I got. That's a fact, Jack. So there's a lot of stuff that about, you know, that movie I thought I really, you know, it really resonated with me, I guess you would say. And so as I would go through this, oh, by the way, let's see where my membership is today look at there, guys. We're up to 3280 today on Twitter. So we've actually kept our followers today. We have not lost them. So we're at 3,280 followers today, up from 3,277 yesterday, or was we 3,278? We may be up only two, because I had three new followers, so maybe I'm only up. Maybe I fell back a little bit, and I didn't realize it. So those that came in didn't really pump my numbers like they should have. So anyway, so as we go through this, so as I was, you know, I learned to march again. So I learned to march in high school, got really good at it. We had M1 Garands, a lot of different stuff that I got to learn while I was in ROTC in high school. And then after that, I went to the military. And so marching and all that stuff was actually a very, very, very natural for me. Just came very natural. I knew how to do. I can still do it today. If someone wanted to call cadence, if someone wanted me to call cadence, it would take me a very short time to fall back into that. Now, why did I go into this long explanation about Jim Price's ability to march? A couple different things. One is I'm watching that for some reason this potato in chief, this pedo in chief, has these stanchions around. Remember, I was trying to show you. Ken Reasoning says M1 Garand is my favorite firearm. By the way, guys, when you call a magazine a clip, that word clip is actually from the M1 Garand. The M1 Garand had a clip. It did not have a magazine. And so the magazine is where it's fully contained. A clip was where you slid the back part of the bullet into a clip. Anyway, long story, but I went through all this to say that I understand marching. I've seen these things. This new president has all these black stanchions. You know those gray crowd control little fences with the legs that are down, and it's the fence. It's got the little bars in it. They're about 4 foot tall. They were the ones that they pushed out of the way during January 6th to hold the crowd back. That's what they put up there. Obviously, it was meant to be pushed around. That was all a setup as well. And so as I'm looking at this guy, he's got a platform that he is up on that's 4 foot high. Now, this is all in the White House lawn area. Hey, Lindsay, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry that you were late. You must have been so busy doing something else to be late to the show, even though you know what time it is. So as we look at this whole situation with this going on, this platform that he is up on is 4 foot high. It's got stairs up to it. It's got bushes and shrubs and all this stuff, and it's all very ornate. I've never seen this with any president, especially on the White House lawn. Usually the White House lawn, there's a pedestal, and that's it. Jennifer, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So as I look at these things, and I'm just looking at all the optics of things, right? I'm looking at the buildings across the street that they're in the backdrop, and I'm looking at all these things, and I'm wondering, why is this guy up on a pedestal, put up on a pedestal? Then, Lindsay, I was reminded of the tardiness that you will be receiving your 50 lashes with a wet noodle for being late purposely. So we're just going to go with that. And the reason I know it's purposely, because I know I'm just got my psychic ability out. So you will be receiving, and you will not be receiving a star today, Lindsay. So no star for you and 50 lashes with a wet noodle, just because. That's just what we do here. And we don't care. There's no sympathies. Everything is final. All sales are final here at the Jim Price Show. So anyway, as I'm looking at this whole situation, it just doesn't make sense to me, where I'm looking at this stage, and I'm looking at all these plants and all this crap around here, and they got the Japanese. So Biden walks up the stairs, and then he stands there, and he looks like he's not, like, healthy. I mean, he really doesn't look good, guys. And I'm just going with, if I saw him at Quick Trip or what have you, I would have been like, hey, dude, you okay? So John Kennedy did call in sick today. Not sick, you know what I mean. But he said that he would not be on the show. See, this is what we do with John Kennedy. He actually let me know prior that he would not be attending the show, that he had other things that he was doing at a some friends he was meeting with. So, again, he gave me notice, and so he will not be punished for his lack of attendance. He was actually very, you know, very assertive and letting me know his whereabouts. So as Joe is standing up there, they play the national anthem for Japan. And by the way, remember everybody, Japan, we went over there and bombed them twice and put all their people in America in concentration camps. We don't talk about that anymore. We don't talk about what we did with the Japanese and the railroads. We don't talk about what we did with the Japanese and, you know, the laundry and things of that. I deserve 4 stars. Now, Lindsay, being boastful is not going to help you. So the beatings will stop when morals improve. When moral improves. Yeah, there you go. So I'm watching this Japanese guy. He's up there and he's doing his best. But here's Joe, and he just doesn't look comfortable. He looks like he's not, doesn't want to be there, doesn't know what's going on, very confused about everything. And so let me see if I got any. No, we're getting full frame rates here, guys. So we're not, we're at full 60 frames per second. And we are putting out 3184 kbps. So if you know anything about frame rate, I'm killing it. So anyway, so this guy looks like he just doesn't want to be there. Could be anywhere else on Earth. It doesn't matter where it's at. Doesn't look comfortable. So they play the Japanese, what I assume, they didn't go out and say, this is, we are now going to play the Japanese national anthem. And then they do the United States anthem. Now, guys, I'm not trying to pick on people too much, but you're the president of the United States. This is, you're kind of the guy we look to, right, for the world around us. Now, the last time I checked, and I only play a doctor on TV. I'm not one in real life. But the last time I checked, your heart sits just off center to the left side, right? So your heart sits right in here. Most of it is from about this side of your breastbone. And then it sits over this way a little bit. It kind of lobes over on this side. Just a little bit. Not much. But as I'm watching Joe stand up there, I'm watching this guy. And I'm just, like I said, I could have turned the sound off and done this. And it's, and actually sometimes watching with sound off is really, really eye-opening. So as he's standing there, the national anthem comes in. Hey, Leanne, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So the national anthem starts, and he does this. Now, guys, I don't know what you think is in my pocket down here I'm trying to hide from you, but this is, if we're looking at, you know, the geography of the body, this is my my headlights, right? So why is his hand below and clear over here? I mean, why are you so freaking lazy? I know this is so petty of me. I get it. But I'm in my soft guy era of, you know, new expectations as a man here. So I get to complain about the manscaping and lotions and hair products. I don't use any of that stuff. That I do to make sure that I am presentable so that I'm now in my soft guy era. So he's preparing to block a... He's preparing to block a, what do we call those? What was the alternative we used to call those? A purple nurple. Yeah, remember purple nurples? We used to talk about purple nurples when you get a hold of the old, and give it the old twist. Now, Now that I am in my soft guy era, I just letting you guys know that I do expect the doors to be opened for me, and I do expect all women to understand that men no longer are going to be paying for dinner. We're going to go ahead and fall back, let you guys be the leaders out there. So just remember to take that on next time you think about wanting to go out. It's on you guys. Anyway, so as I'm looking at this guy, you can't put forth enough effort to understand. Now, you're going to make decisions where you push the big red button or whatever it is that whatever TNT bombs we have, because we don't have hydrogen or nuclear bombs. But you're the guy that's supposedly making all these worldly decisions about how we're going to handle everything in the world and make sure that we're doing all the right things and the things, right? So, yeah, Ken, women want to be equal. Here you go. So, if you're the guy who's supposedly trying to figure out how Israel and Iran and Iraq and Sudan and Saudi Arabia and China and Russia and Ukraine, and you're the guy that's trying to pay for the Baltimore Bridge, right? You got all this decision-making power going on. You're the guy. And you can't even figure out how to put your palm of your hand on your heart. See, this is my heart. So when I talk to you guys, and there's times that you'll see me do this, it's because I'm recognizing how important you guys are, how important the statement is. And if I can't stand here, I'm not standing, I'm sitting. If I can't sit here and bother to put forth enough effort to put this part of my body on this part of my body for 1 minute of my whole stinking life, of all the minutes I've got, I can't bother to do the minute and 12 or whatever it is. Are you serious? I can't do this for that long. I'm so, Jennifer, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Says I get to meet Jim in July. He's coming to Ohio. Yeah, Jennifer, I'll be there at your event. I'm looking forward to that. As well as others. I've got some other stuff coming up, some more announcements that'll be coming my way. So anyway, I'm just, you know, I want to point out that we had this situation. Now, that again, this is not everything. There's more to come. This part was like the small part of everything he was doing, okay? So as I'm watching that, he can't bother to get his palm on his heart and bother to stand there while the Star Spangled Banner is being played. I am just like, what? Okay, if you got dementia, you know, they've got to at least be able to say, hey, you know, remember to put your hand up on your tie, you know, or grab your tie, hold on, clutch your pearls, whatever it is, whatever metaphor this guy needs to get his hand in the right place to show that he has dignity and honor for our American flag. To say that if you're going to be singing in the Star Spangled Banner and that's what's going to be playing, they're the national anthem, whichever they're going to play, if you're going to take the time to put your hand somewhere, put it on your damn heart. Don't do this whole thing of, it's just so boring. I'm the president of the United States. I don't know. Hey, what are you guys doing over there? They're playing this song, man. Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, we're going to throw axes later. We're going to throw axes. Yeah, at 6:00. I'll see you guys. Oh, sorry. I got to keep my hand on my heart, bro. Sorry about that. I see you over there. I see you. I'll text you. Text me later. The song's almost over. I know. I got things going on, but I see you, bro. I'm gonna take you down. I know your axe skills are mean, but I'm the guy. Here we go. Now the song's over. Hey, see you later. Song's over. I gotta go. Do you understand? Like this is the simplest crap on earth to get right. And the problem is that the amount of effort that was put into this presentation of the Japanese ambassador, or not ambassador, prime minister, coming to the White House, as I watch all this going on, then I'm looking at the grass that they're walking on. And the grass has undulations and all kinds of other stuff going on. And then there's stripes where it looks like a vehicle was doing something in that area. And there was like dead grass, green grass, dead grass, green grass. Something was going on. So as the grass got towards the stage, it didn't get as green. It got it more yellow. So it makes me wonder if that stage wasn't covering something else up. So moving on, I'm describing this whole situation. So as the guy gets down off of there, he's going to do a review of the troops. Okay? So he walks around, and he walks around, and it's not much bigger than like a basketball court. This guy's going to walk around. But I'm watching him swing his arms, and guys, he is walking at a half-step march. And I don't know if you know what half-step march is, but it's basically your heel just goes in front of the toe, and you're taking very, very short steps. It's a half-step march. And so it's very slow. It's very just doot, doot, doot. Hey, Karen, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Karen is a long, long time follower of the show, so she's been a great, great supporter of the show as well. Karen, as far as I know, I think that your shirt, if you haven't gotten your shirt, Karen, your shirt should be going out this week. I know that we have a little bit of that. Ken says he walks like an AI robot. Well, yeah, there's that too. So as he's walking, his arms are swinging further than his feet. So he looks, you know, he already does that toe walk thing already. Then his arms are just doing this like really weird swing. It's very exaggerated is the best way I can describe it. And as I'm watching him walk around, and I'm watching because I got three men. I've got the president. I've got, looks like a general. And then I've got the prime minister. And they're all walking. And the two people look like they know what they're doing. One is from Japan, one is from the military, and one of them isn't. And the two people from, the one person from Japan and the other guy from the military, they're walking around this undulated grass. It's actually yellowing in different spots. And as I'm watching all this go on, I'm just wondering, like, what am I watching? Why is this so difficult for me to see this? This man doesn't seem to have a cadence to be able to walk. He doesn't look good. He doesn't look natural. And so as I watch this stuff, I'm just like, this has got to be better than this, and it isn't. As he continued to walk around and do this military review, which it had, now get this, it had people in the red coats. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't realize that we were doing red coat. So this is one of those things where we just don't seem to understand that there's a lot of old stuff that we're still doing in our country that makes you kind of go, I get it. Like, we're still under the control of the crown, or something is in control of us. And, look, the Washington Post is, they're house-cured salmon. They're putting up the menu for the dinner. Dry-rubbed, dry-aged ribeye steak, blistered shiitake pepper butter. Oh, no. Blistered shishito pepper butter. I didn't even know that was a thing. Why can't we just make an egg, you know, or a steak? S&P, that's all for me, you know, like that kind of thing. But anyway, so that didn't even have the stupid video. Let's see if I can find the video of this, of him walking around. And I'm telling you what, guys, it was agonizing. Let's see here. Well, can I do it over here? Let's see what I can come up with here, guys. See if I can show this to you without a lot of interference. Okay, so let's do this. I'm going to show you guys. I got a video here that is going to show us. this is like the worst look. I don't, you know, guys. If I was just trying to be a jerk, it is made way too easy for me. I mean, this is breathtaking at best. So okay, so guys, here is. Here is the president of the United States with the Japan leader. Okay. Now, Remember I told you his hand looks like it's not in the right spot, like it's not on his tie in the center of his hat his body? So let's just watch. Now this is we're gonna continue on here. So here he is, and look at Joe. Look at, he's like, I think I pooped myself. I think I got poop going down my leg. I think it's gonna hit my sock. So let's jump up here a little bit. Oh, here we go. Here's the great walk. And I appreciate that CBS has their big banner in front of all this. So that gentleman, it does not, oh, he's a colonel. He's got the eagle there on his lapel, on his shoulder board. He has quite a few stripes on his forearm, plus a braided. So he's got some combat things. He's not moving his left arm. Oh, see, he skip-stepped so he could match with Joe. Now, if you look at Joe, how his arms swing, his arms aren't swinging with his legs. See the Japan guy over here, he on the right, he's doing his best. But this is their review. Look at the grass. Hold on. All right. You can see Joe walk. You see how Joe walks and his arms? And there's the band. Okay. Remember I told you that all these little fences with the black canvas and all that on there? See that off in the distance? See these got the seal on it? That is everywhere for this thing. So let me go back here just a little bit. Now look at Joe. He has got his stupid sunglasses on. Again, guys, why is this guy wearing sunglasses all the time? Like, he wears sunglasses all the time. But let's see what was it I wanted to, oh, I wanted to show you the, stop. I want to show you guys the grass. See the grass? See, stop. Stop, you piece of crap. Okay, now see up here along the green tarp up here, or the green fake grass where those people in the white chairs, top right-hand corner. See where they're sitting up there? Okay, now see how there's like these, all these lines, and like looks like there's a strip of grass that was replaced, another strip of grass, but see all the different mow lines, but then there's lines going the other directions. You see how the dead grass, there's a lot of dead grass. But then up here on the pedestal, which I think we can see, this is the red carpet pedestal that they were on. Let's see if we can watch him come off of this thing. Oh, that hair. God dang, that straight, stringy hair off the back of his head is just so disappointing. It's like a bad helmet. Okay, now see this pedestal behind him? See how this is all up here, this red carpet pedestal, and then there's these bushes all around it that they've put in planters. And then you got a lot of Japanese people behind them all watching this whole thing. We got cameras. And then we're going to watch this. Now Joe's got to hurry up, put his sunglasses on to walk. And this military guy is trying to keep cadence with Joe. That's why he did a skip, step, hop, which allows him to get his cadence right with Joe, because he's trying to match Joe. And Joe is already off step from him. In that amount of time, see, they're not in step anymore. The military guy skipped step so he could actually be in step with Joe, and then Joe screwed it up already. Now, okay, see the red coats? Look at this. These are red coats. Why do we have red coats on the White House lawn? Do you guys understand the historical significance of the red coats? I mean, I'm just saying. What's with the short lady over here? Look, wait. See the short lady here with the pants that seem to be a little baggy on? Whoever is this person right here left of Joe? That person in their pants, something didn't quite get tailored right. Somebody didn't either pull your pants up or change them with your partner. But anyway, if you look at how Joe is already off step with the military colonel in the middle. Now, he's tried to come back, so the military colonel is trying to keep step with him, but he can't seem to get it done. But again, this is a situation where they're supposed to be reviewing the troops. Do you know what Joe Biden is supposed to be doing? He's supposed to be looking at the troops. He's supposed to be saluting them. He puts his hand back on his what if... So anyway, guys, let's just go ahead and get back to the show. So that was what I was trying to describe to you, and I hope that was giving you a description of what all the different things going on. But this guy doesn't look like he knows what he's doing at all. It's absolutely, they had to cut the grass too short. Yeah, so he wouldn't fall over. Jennifer, one time he had brown eyes instead of blue. He went from being right-handed to left-handed for a bit. Well, you know, I mean, Edward says the redcoats equal the Brits. Who would have thought, right? Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? This is what we do, guys. is a lot of this stuff is right in front of our face, showing us that there is something else in the world around us. But again, we are too busy caught up in the rat race of debt, catching the mortgage, getting the kids to soccer, football, wrestling, whatever it is you guys have your kids doing. My problem is that when I've got this kind of stuff going on in the world around me, but then this guy gets up there and he has the interpreter talking about World War II. And he's like, you know, right after World War II, right after World War II, we got it right. We have a friendship now. Me and Japan. And then when we needed help with Ukraine, Japan was the first one to help us. Then why are we writing so many checks if everybody's out there helping us? Why are we the ones that seem to keep having to write checks, put our bodies in danger, put our lives in danger? Why is this a thing? Why do we continue to have to put our bodies in the meat grinder? What is it that we have done to deserve that? Other than that we just keep putting ourselves in everybody's business and causing discord across the earth. We got to get on the right side of history on this stuff, guys, because this is not going well. Anyway, going back to how Joe was talking about, oh, you know, there's a... I don't even know how to do his voice. I can't even do his voice. I'm not going to try. I'm doing good on the Jim Price voice right now. I'm not going to try to do his voice. But he's up there talking about how, you know, this is a friendship, and this is, you know, and we're doing this and that and all these other things. Japan is, it's a requirement to learn English in school. I don't know if you knew that or not. Like, they literally learn English. Just like in Germany, they learn English. In Sweden, they learn English. Why is the Japanese prime minister, who went through the public school system, who went through that and does know English fluently, why is he the only one not speaking any English? Why is he the only one having an interpreter stop everything, slow everything down? So anyway, after they get done with all this pomp and circumstance outside, they go into the, where's the fireplace room? I don't know what's in that room that's called in the White House. Anyway, I don't give a crap either, so this doesn't really matter. I'm just saying it because I was letting you know where they were at. So they're sitting there. They got the fireplace sitting between them, and Joe is literally, I'll just use this old letter from the, so the other day. The other day, like I said, I got this from the, got it from Tulsa, but I don't know who this is from, and I don't know why it wasn't signed. Anyway, and it was just telling me about how, anyway. Watchman on the wall, put the phone down. Anyway, okay. So I think most leaders speak English, just act like they, I think most leaders speak English, they just act like they don't. Oh, absolutely. Just like Putin is fluent in English. So anyway, Joe Biden is sitting, so the prime minister's to his right, he's sitting here, and he's like, really, this is literally doing this. I'll read part of this letter that I got from this random person that I don't know the context or any of the other reasons why this was. I mean, this is a lot of letters. There's a lot of words. There's a lot of letters that make up words, and then there's a lot of words that make up sentences, and then there's a lot of sentences that make up these really big paragraphs to this thing, and I still don't know what, I don't know what the follow-up was. Right, so anyway, I'll do this. I'll act like I am Joe Biden, and I'm reading to the prime minister. I would like to strongly encourage all people to read paper Bibles and do not use technology these days. According to James, the brain is the battleground of the 21st century, but actually humanity is already under attack. This is what he sounds like. And he's reading from that, you know, those little cards they give him all the time. You've seen him on the podium with it. Yeah, ABC News, go ahead. Where are you at? You got a question? This is what he's reading from. And it looks lazy. It looks unimpressive. It does not give anybody. Oh, end quote, repeat the line. Yeah, thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate that. That was a good catch on that. But this is what we're up against, right? We're constantly up against these people showing us the fallacy of all these things, but then we're supposed to stop when the red and blue lights are behind us. We're supposed to, you know, if we get subpoenaed to go see a judge, we're going to hustle our ass down there to see him. If a public servant tells us to do something, we're supposed to obey. Well, if I understand the relationships between a servant, a public servant, and an owner, public servant doesn't tell the owner of the country, we the people, to do anything. They ask us permission. They ask us what we want. They ask us what we wish. They ask us because they're at our service. But when I have a country, I got my King James Price version of the Bible. Oh, thanks, Ken. Appreciate that. Now I'm one of those guys. But what I'm trying to point out here is that we're supposed to respect the government. We're supposed to pay our taxes. We're supposed to believe that what the government's doing is for our best interest, but yet we're going to pay for that whole Baltimore Bridge, even though the bridge itself was insured by the same guy who had insurance on the World Trade Center. By the way, guys, the same guy who had money on the World Trade Center on the insurance policies, he had a $1 trillion policy on that bridge, on the Baltimore Bridge. But yet, we're going to spend, and today they're actually on the House floor. I actually watched part of that today. On the House floor, they're debating the amount of money to give Baltimore for that new bridge. They're already putting it into, they're already doing it. It's already on the House floor. They're already debating it. How much money to give? And we're talking like 5 hours of it. It was not, and they got what's-her-face, that one horse-faced lady from Houston, the Democrat from Houston in the House. It's always got the, she's got the braid around her top of her head, and she's always a mean old battle axe. She is not. What was the date of that policy? I don't know. I think he had it for about a year, maybe 6 months. Just long enough for it to go into effect. Anyway, so as they're up there debating all this stuff, that they're talking about racism. They're talking about the southern border. They're talking about immigration while they're trying to debate funding for the new bridge. And they're talking about dead bodies and all this. I'm like, what in the... It was exhausting to listen to because it was pointless. It didn't mean anything. Lindsay says there's multiple horse-faced pony soldiers. Well, absolutely. Did McConnell... Oh, no, I didn't see... Didn't McConnell slide in on some of that? No. Oh, I get it. Did McConnell's sister-in-law own some of it? She died in a Tesla at the pond, at the bottom of a pond. Jennifer, there's some credibility issues with the Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law in a Tesla backing up. By the way, she backed up into the pond and then was not able to release herself from the car. And by the way, guys, if ever caught in a car, electric windows work underwater. Electric windows work underwater. Listen to me. Electric windows work underwater. So do manual crank ones, but nobody has those anymore. But guys, just listen to me. Electric windows work underwater. Just that's a fact. The wiring, even if you're completely submerged underwater, there's water above the car. You push that button down, beep, that comes down. So just understand those things. Anyway, she's in a Tesla. It backs up into the pond, and she dies. Now, there was some question about whether she had ownership in this this whole thing or not. And so there's some things out there I do not know the answers to on what she did. She does own a shipping container company. So she owns a shipping company that moves containers. I'll put it that way. So there's some things out there. There's some things out there that we really don't have a lot of answers for. And that is one of those as well. But again, I digress. So as you go down through all of these things you're seeing going on online, on TV, I'm watching the House of Representatives debate the money for Baltimore. Guys, this is a government that tells you that you are demanded to respect them for January 6th and their jurisdiction and what they were able to put people into prison for. I just had a gentleman on a couple of weeks ago. He's been in jail for 3 years, over 3 years, without being charged of a crime. That's against our Constitution. That's against law. That's against state law, federal law. It's all kinds of stuff. So this government tells me I need to respect these people. I need to respect the office of the president, you know, get the old four fingers on the eye above the eyebrow there, keep the thumb lined right here, you know, keep the, my pinky doesn't go in here anymore. I have a radial fracture on here. I broke this hitting something. Anyway, so that doesn't close anymore. So anyway, so you put that up here. So I got an office of the presidency, you know, I got to salute, show respect, homage, give it the curtsy, you know, make sure that they all understand how powerful they are and that I give them my power, and they can have my power too, because they're so amazing. If President Trump walked in here right now, I'd say, hey, President Trump, how are you? Give me a minute. I got about 15 minutes left of the show. I'll be right there with you. Or I'd make him come over here and sit down with us. But we can't go around kissing these people's butt, doing all these things, if yet the president of your United States can't simply find the center part of his palm and put it over the center of his sternum in a fashion that would make me think that he is actually pledging allegiance with the intent of his heart. If I saw him doing that and I said, oh, wow, look at him, this guy, or he's carrying his saluted hand, observing the troops that were there. But what tells me that something doesn't make a lot of sense, why were the redcoats there? What was the significance of putting people in multiple red coat uniforms, having them stand around, and then they actually do a parade at the end? On that video, they actually parade, the redcoats come through and parade with their flags. So again, there's all of these things right in front of us. And so to me, it just seems very obvious that there's something else there. A lot of people don't have these answers. There's people who have, you know, people like Derek Johnson who have come out and said the multiple gun salute was inaccurate, and then there's other variations of it, and I get it. But the problem with this is this is something that kind of I have more questions than I do have answers. Nina Horton, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Love, Nina. Thank you so much. John Rader, has not been very, he's been very quiet today. Yesterday he was on point. He was all over it. But today he's only had one question. Not one question. He had one comment. Says, I heard Democrats do not have hearts. Well, that's horrible. Probably true, but anyway. Guys, I'm telling you right now that we have to start picking out where we really need to be in line with. We all talk about the parallel economy of things. We talk about how we want to pull ourselves back from the evil of the world, and we want to separate ourselves. We don't want to be like them. We want to make sure that we're creating the future that we want to see. And if you want to have a future that is what your mind's eye is putting together, what you've developed, and you see the world around you, and you've already got that image. As soon as I started talking about it in this sentence right now, you've already started thinking about what you want the world to seem like or what you want to look like. And you don't really have a complete picture of it, but you have a picture you've kind of put together. It's got a few images here and there. Guys, if you put your intention that we're going to create a parallel economy away from the U.S. denim dollar, if you could go in and find, John says he has eclipse lag today. Well, they did. Did we do a leap forward or fall back? Did we do some daylight savings time when we were doing the eclipse thing, or was that a? Oh, that's only just when we don't really need it. I forgot. Yeah. And even Edward just now is saying hi to John. That's how quiet John has been today. So, John, either you were here and being quiet for 45 minutes, or you were late and just got here 43 minutes into the episode. So John has some explaining to do. Do you have a pass? Why were you tardy? If not, we're going to have to severely discipline you for your lack of punctuality. Anyway, so my point is that if you want to create a parallel economy and you want things to look the way you want to see it, you don't want public schools, You don't want the EPA. You don't want the NSA. You don't want the FBI. You don't want the CIA. You want your government small. You want to be self-reliant. You want all these things. Then you have to start creating that parallel economy in your world, not just in your mind, not with just some words here and there, but literally start creating that, meaning that you start bartering for your items when you can. You start trading for things when you can. You start using as much cash as physically possible for every purchase of your life as much as you can. And that way it allows you to be able to move away from their economy, because if you're losing cash and you're bartering and trading, then you're not creating a tax bill, right? You're not creating a transaction. And so this is not trackable and not taxable. So if you want to be a part of those things, if you want to be a part of a parallel economy, then there you go. I was on my best behavior for General Flynn. General Flynn was a no-show, so we moved on to the question what. So anyway, just had a feeling about it, and it did come true. Nina Horton, good to see you. Nothing in this world is making sense. Well, Nina, I will agree with you. Now, Nina is one of our oldest patrons. She is, what, 38, 39 years old now? Nina is a fantastic patriot, guys. If you guys are not friends with her on Facebook, if you're not friends with her, you do not have a friend. Nina Horton is amazing. She needs to be lifted up. She's got a lot of stuff going on. Some situations may or may not be changing here very soon for her, so I hope that everything goes well. Give John my best, Nina, and I hope that everything works out, and give me any updates if you can. All right, so Lindsay, looks like your comment is being shadow banned by Facebook. Did you say something in your little, not very punctual for a military dude? It says Lindsay, oh, there it goes. Some reason, all of a sudden, I was not getting my comments on my screen. I was getting them over here, but I wasn't getting them over here. Uh-oh. John's pushing back on Edward's noodle lashing. John says, I was here from the beginning, Ed. Uh-oh. All right. No fighting, guys. Just trying to keep everybody accountable. If you want the world to be different, if you want things to be different, then you have to start being different yourself. When you work on yourself, you work on your ego, get your ego out of the way. Don't let ego make decisions for you. Ego is destructive and creative all at the exact same time. I've told you guys this 1,000 times on the show. The ego is amazing because it can get you into trouble, but it can get you out of trouble. It can create something and destroy something. It is brilliant and dark, but yet if you learn to use the brilliant parts and you learn to understand the dark parts so they don't control your decisions or your directions you're going in your daily life, when you learn that ego process, you become a better person. You become a better you. The world around you becomes amazing. And that's what all this talking about Joe and his cadence and the not having your heart in the right place and all this. Guys, this is the amount of effort it took to get it right for him. From here to here. What are we talking about? 4 inches? 5 inches? Just to give a crap? To make it look like you mean something? That's all it is. That's all it is. This is all it takes to make sure that you are putting just a little bit more effort into your daily life to show that you are living life with purpose. You are living life because you want to live this life in an amazing way. And it's that simple. My ego is just like my soapbox. Both are inflatable and full of hot air. Well, they're full of your hot air, John. There you go. Anyway, so Lindsay, be nice, because that's not much shorter than mine. Anyway, when you want to create the world around you and you want this thing to be amazing, put your heart in the right place. We talk about this all the time. Your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. Think about that statement. Put that into action. Selflessness. This is what we talk about on the show quite often. Selflessness over selfishness. That's how I end the show every day, right? The 10%. Guys, These people can't even bother to put forth enough effort to put their hand on their heart making $400,000 a year running your country into the ground. They can't even bother to give you enough respect to the flag, enough respect where they're stomping all over this country and its history that they can't even move their hand for over here just to bother to salute the flag, just to bother to put intention into your heart about what that song really means. This is how lazy they are. This is how self-centered they are. This is how bad it really is for us in this world. These people really don't give a crap enough to even do that much effort. Guys, imagine when they do want to put effort into something and how devious and how evil it really is. Change how you look at these people. Perspective and perception, the angle in which you look at it, and the thought process in which you think. So when you just get all that right, get your mind right and understand there's so much more to this. They're showing you how not to be. They're showing you how destructive, how lazy, how whatever label you want to put on there. You just be you. You be you. You be you and lift up your world. Lift up the people around you and you will find yourself elevating and these people will start to fall away from you. And they will get further and further and further and further and further and further away from you because when you start to elevate, when you start to rise, you're going to find yourself on a path that they are no longer on. They're not going to resonate with you. They're not going to be in your frequency. They're not going to be the same as you. You know, when you have somebody that injects themselves back into your world, but they can only like text you or make a comment and then they run and hide because they can't match your energy. People that match your energy and want to be around you and be with you and be a part of you, they're going to find every stinking excuse in the world to be within 3 feet of you, 2 feet of you, literally wherever you're at, they're at. Wherever you're going, they're going. If you need anything, they have it. See, when you want to match resonance, when you want to match your energy, those people are going to be in your life because they match, because they are there. When you start to elevate yourself and pull yourself away, when you start to come up here, you're going to find family members, friends, coworkers, old sports, you know, softball buddies, whatever, basketball buddies. They're going to fall away. And you're going to be able to be different. You're going to be able to see the world differently. But when you start pointing, when you start seeing what they're doing, you're going to start feeling yourself going, okay, I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm going to elevate myself. I'm going to put my hand, I'm going to put my palm of my heart right here where the intention really is. Guys, if you just touch that part of your hand, you could tell it's different. It's not the knuckles along here. It's not the fatty. It's not the big muscle in your thumb right here. You know, it's none of these, this here. It's not along the side here where your hand has got some the muscles along here. It's this soft part right here, right here, right through here. All this comes down right through here, comes out here, just like the Iron Man on Tony Stark, right? The little, right here. And you put that there. That's all it takes to separate yourself from them. Imagine how far you can elevate if you really put intention into it, when you really put your heart into it, when you put your mind into it. You're going to be amazing. It's going to be great for you. So be mindful of these things as you go through your day. Don't let yourself get pulled down by these people. Don't let yourself get all caught up in it. So this is what we do. We pull back, we observe, angle in which we look at it, thought process and how we think of it, and all this stuff makes more sense. We get to be the difference makers. Guys, this has been a great show for me, and I appreciate you guys hanging in there. I don't know if I really described Joe's walking around the pedestal or pedestal podium and all that other stuff, the stage. I don't know if I gave you the best part, but I really wanted to show you some of the things that I look at. When I'm watching these things, I'm watching the grass. I'm watching the trees in the back. I'm watching the people in the back. I'm watching the camera angles catch things and clip away. I'm watching things constantly change, and I'm watching why is this happening? What's this going on? What's going on there? And there's got to be more of those things going on around us, but yet, again, this is what we do. This is what we do. We argue about all the wrong things. We get caught up in the wrong things, and we don't have to be those people. All right, guys. Well, this has been a great show. Hang in there. Remember, you guys are the answers. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer out there. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. This is your time. Do not look away and look at them as your leaders. Your leadership starts here. Your leadership starts with your Creator. Your God-given inalienable rights that are in the Constitution. And just because you don't know the contract called Constitution doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But you have to put forth the effort into those things and make sure you're going to be the best people you can be. Put forth that effort. Make sure that you are the right people. Put forth the effort. Live life with purpose. It's not that hard. It's very, very simple. And be mindful of these things as you go through your daily life and as you think, as you go to sleep. Be mindful of things. Talk about the things you want to see and what you want them to be. Imagine what the world needs to look like in your mind's eye and then start working towards that. And that means you start moving little things in your life. You clip a limb off of a tree that's in the way of the driveway. You pick up a piece of trash. You do whatever it is. Let someone else go in front of you at the grocery store. This is what we do. Okay? This is how we do it. All right, guys. Debbie, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. I'm so happy to catch your show today. No, thank you for being here. It's been great to see you. Guys, be mindful that these people are out there to destroy the world around us, and we don't have to let them. And we can make this land. We can make this landing. We know the plane's crashing, right? We can make this landing where we want it to go. We don't have to wait for them to take us where they want to go. Let's make this landing where we want. Let's land this thing. Let's make it amazing. We don't have to. It's crashing. We know the market's going to crash. We know the currency's going to crash. We got all that. We're all over it. It happened in '70s, '71, '72. That's when we changed off of the silver standard. Guys, we've already went through this. A lot of people lived through it. We went through it and lived through it. We can live through this as well, but we want it to be different on the other side for us. But remember, it was different in the 80s because we had a hell of a boom at the 70s going through the 80s because the currency switched over, fresh currency, that kind of stuff, petrodollar, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that's how it works, guys. Remember, they're evil. We're not. You guys are the answer out there. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.